Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast that reviews the movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 424, and it is your final review in our journey through the films of Sofia Coppola throughout 2 months as we look at On the Rocks. As always, hosted by the wonderful Nerd Chicano, myself, and being joined by my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody?
I had the feeling I wanted to sneeze. And I didn't sneeze.
That's good. That was a dramatic pause, too. I was like, for a second there, I'm like, did he forget my fucking name?
No, I was like, what's going on, bro?
I'm just sitting here drinking a Jamaica tea, whereas white people like to call it a Jamaica tea.
That's funny because my friend Pat said Jamaica.
It's Jamaica.
Yeah. He's like, Jamaica.
I do have to bring this up because I've been playing a lot more Pokemon Sword lately.
Yeah.
And I got the updates, the two updated like all armor, which I beat, and now I'm doing the ice one, whatever the fuck that's called.
Yeah.
They got some fucking weird looking Pokemon, man.
I bet, bro.
Like they got this one with a giant fucking head thing. Like, just complete nightmare fuel. And then I just caught this tree-looking motherfucker just out of my nightmares. And then before that, I caught a goth. Like, literally goth woman Pokemon.
Hey, man. It's branching out.
It's frightening. Like, I guess kids just don't do cute anymore. Now we gotta be like, let's scare the old man into having a heart attack on here.
Yeah. How's work today, man? How'd it go? How's your day been?
It's work. I got paid.
Okay. Anyway, all right. I went ahead and I did Between the Frames today. We talked about Variety Lights. It was a good time. And sat down to watch The Conjuring because I'm trying to get through the movies to watch the new one that came out.
Which Conjuring? The first one?
First one. I rewatched the first one.
First one is, if you didn't like the first one, you're not going to like the rest of them.
I like them.
Yeah, first one was good. I really enjoyed the first one.
Yeah, we were trying to go through the universe in order, but Rachel didn't finish The Nun. I finished The Nun. The Nun sucks, y'all. You know,
I don't even want to watch The Nun.
The Nun sucks. It sucks so bad. Yeah,
the Nun made appearance in like Conjuring 2 or 3 or something. Because where are we on Conjuring 4 that's coming out?
No, 3.
3. Conjuring 2. The Nun made like an appearance of Conjuring 2. I'm like, I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah, it's already out, too. Spirits. It's already out. It's on HBO Max.
What? Conjuring 3?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. See, I was going to watch it in theaters. That's why I haven't literally been paying attention. But I might just go ahead and just watch it on HBO because, you know, fuck it.
We got reviewers to do.
And then, honestly, I don't want to go to the theater, my nice theater, till the fucking Green Knight.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. I want that experience. I want that to be my first one back.
Yeah. And I'm sure that your sister-in-law is like, it's at this point, you're like, fuck it. We missed it on the opening weekend. We can't go anymore. But yeah, we'll see what's up. If at the end we do decide on doing that one, we'll do that one. It's on HBO Max already. So, because it has a simultaneous release.
Yeah. Well, it's up for 30 days and then goes away.
Yeah. So, but we're not here to talk about the Conjuring universe today. We're here to talk about On the Rocks. But
we like to call the Bill Murray universe.
Bill Murray universe, yeah. But yeah, I watched on what's it called? They have all of them. They have all the Conjuring films up on HBO Max too. But you know,
that's a good place for them.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go through all of them with Rachel. I just don't expect myself to have a good time watching The Curse of La Llorona.
Yeah, that one's I haven't watched that one, but I've heard that one's shit.
Yeah, well, dude, you know that one got like the worst reviews, I believe, out of all of them, and it made $123 million at the box office.
And it's like I said, we need to get into horror. Like horror is where it's at, man. On a budget of
$9 million.
Exactly. Like horror is where it at. Like you can do Kevin Smith numbers, but like 10 times it.
Someone just give me $1 million. I'm all I'm asking. I can make you something.
You don't even need a million. You need like Blair Witch, like 20 grand. Call it a day.
Yeah. But yeah, dude. I'm telling you, one goes all the way to the bank with these movies.
I mean, what's the one company that we're always talking about that does horror?
Blumhouse.
Blumhouse just bank. Yeah. Prince money. Prince fucking money.
Yeah. Blumhouse is like, oh, you thought it was shit? I thought it was shit too, but guess what? I made $50 million on a budget of
$150 million on a budget of $3 million. So fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, when you can do a cost benefit ratio of that, you can literally tell people to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, pretty much. You can tell people to go fuck
themselves. Oh, you had reviews? I don't care.
Yeah, oh, I don't care. All right. Well, either way, guys, it's another week here as the story was broken last live show. No live show on Saturday or Sunday. We will have one on Friday for our first Loki review. But what's it called? Tomorrow there will be no live. There will be nothing to do tomorrow. No Terminator because we already did Terminator. Wednesday we will be doing our Hot Fuzz commentary for the patrons, and you can get access to that by pledging $1 to the Patreon at patreon.com/nerdcore. Thursday we'll be back to do a review of something. We'll make our mind up at the end. It'll probably be The Conjuring.
Yeah, I can get Brenda to watch that.
Yeah, and then you know, Friday Loki review, and that'll be it for the week. Cinema Condition is postponed to the weekend, hopefully, and we'll see what's up. But you know, I'm already trying to get ahead of that. But yeah, it's gonna be a fun time this week, and hopefully next week we're literally back to normal. We'll see.
I mean, as normal as normal can be when it comes to us.
Yeah, Brad's like, oh, sorry, man. My long lost cousin is in town, and he wants me to go and see him.
I don't go visit my relatives, like.
Bullshit.
Nah, I don't. They came here.
It's like, oh, sorry, dude. My uncle from that I haven't seen since I was literally popped out of the womb.
Has shown up on the doorstep for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Either way, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into this. Let me go ahead and just get a sip of water here, please.
Take a sip. Hydrate.
Thank you. Fuck off, Brad. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this. Guys, if you have not watched On the Rocks, this is your chance to go ahead and get out of here before you get spoiled. But if you don't care about getting spoiled, then you can keep listening. Either way, how this goes, this is your spoiler warning. And it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Don't you love that noise, Brad?
Hard to get spoiled when it's only on Apple TV Plus. Hey!
Yeah, hard to get spoiled, yeah. All right, man. I've got a great entry today. It's not that long. And yeah. On the Rocks is a 2020 American comedy drama film written and directed by Sofia Coppola. It follows a father and daughter, Bill Murray and Rashida Jones, as they harbor suspicions about her husband's, Marlon Wayans, fidelity. Its world premiere was at the New York Film Festival on September 22nd, 2020. It received a limited theatrical release on October 2nd, 2020 by A24, followed by digital streaming on October 23rd, 2020 by Apple TV Plus. It received positive reviews from critics who noted it as lighter than Coppola's previous films and praised Murray's performances. All right, Murray's performance. Let's go ahead and cover some ground, I guess. You know, what's it called? Music by Phoenix again. Phoenix did the music on this again.
Which he did the one in Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation, he did Somewhere.
I don't know. Is this Phoenix? I don't know what they identify
band,
as.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Phoenix is a band. French pop band. They did Somewhere as well. Cinematography by Philippe Lesueur. And Philippe Lasseur was the one who did receive a nomination for Academy Award for Best Cinematography for his work on the 2013 film The Grand Master from what's his name? Wong Kar-wai. Edited by Sarah Flack. And it sits at an hour and 36 minutes. And it box office returns were $992,103.
In 2020.
2020, wow. Yeah.
That's something.
Something, yeah. Yeah.
That's like Tenet numbers.
Pretty much, yeah. I wonder how... well, you know, this probably made its money on the streamers. Well, even if it didn't...
Well, Apple TV Plus probably paid for it.
This was this doesn't just have Ron Wayans and it has Jessica Henwick, who I hadn't seen since Iron Fist. Hmm. And yeah, it was really nice seeing her. I really liked this film. I really liked this one.
This
was
a
fun
movie.
Yeah, I really liked this one. It was really nice to see Marlon Wayans back in like not a stupid role, you know? Like
yeah, not doing straight up comedy.
Yeah.
Marlon Wayans didn't get a lot of runtime in this. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit. But I enjoyed him, like, you know, coming back to, like, this dramatic stuff, which, you know, because, like, anybody who has seen Marlon Wayans in, like, Requiem for a Dream knows that the man has chops. Yeah. He's got fucking chops, you know. But I really like this one. I liked Rashida Jones in this a lot, too. Bill Murray is just a national treasure, as always. I really enjoyed this story, and I thought that it was a great film. It really felt like a sort of like a, you know, it felt a little bit strained from the path of what Sofia Coppola's films kind of are, but in a way, it still kind of stayed true to like what her usual themes are, you know, about like, you know, growing up and like father and daughter relationships and, you know, of like marriage and what's it called, infidelity and stuff like that. So
you can go ahead and say it, Ro.
What
we're both thinking. Rich people problems.
Rich people problems.
Yeah. Rich people problems. Yeah. Like in every fucking movie. Rich people problems.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna disrespect Sofia Coppola, but like when you and your brother are owners of a production company started by your dad, you know.
Rich people problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Which there's is a theme throughout pretty much every movie we've seen, except maybe The Virgin Suicides.
Yeah. There's a disconnect between the working class and the high class of...
like, I gotta admit, she keeps it interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like regular people could not jet set to Mexico the same day. That is not happening.
Yeah. What did you think about the movie, Brad?
I love this movie. This movie was fun and intoxicating, and just Bill, like you said, Bill Murray is a national treasure.
Absolutely.
It's true. He steals every scene, and I want to see I want a sequel to this just to see more of just Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Just being fucking Bill Murray and rich people problems. That's
I love just Bill Murray throughout this movie. Singing his what's it called the stuff in Mexico and just everything. I loved all of this.
The car scene and then how he gets over on the cops, perfect. I gotta say we do get to see Sofia doing up to her old tricks again. Perfect framing in a lot of this.
Oh yeah.
I love the colors used in this. It's well done. She's a Coppola.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful framing. I love that whole scene in the car. What's it called? And them just go, cuz when they're in the car and they're looking and you get that reversal of like the actual bar and stuff, and it's like, "Oh, it's just beautifully framed. Such beautiful composition." And I love that. I love the scene of the car driving fast when they leave the bar and they're like tailing them and just once again, Coppola knows how to frame.
Yeah,
she knows how to frame.
Like we've seen it over and over again in a lot of these films. Like her framing is terrific.
Beautiful.
I love the comedy aspects that was put into this one. It's a little more than we get to normally see from her. Like every time she's in line at school and that one mom is talking and she is just completely out of her. She's like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Jenny Slate. She's great, but like just her going, like, did I catch that correctly? That like at the end, the guy told her while they were naked in bed that he was married and had wife and had like kids.
Yeah, I think it was, there was a lot of ad lib going on.
Yeah,
on those scenes.
I don't know if I caught that correctly.
I think you did.
Because she was like, you don't just, you know, I'm always like, I like, she's like, oh, I don't wear my mask. Like, you know, the mask I give people, like, I'm naked and we were naked. And that's when you tell me that, like, I was like, oh, okay. I think she's like saying that they were like in bed ready to have, you know, sex and they were ready. And this man decided to tell her in that moment that he's married and has kids.
Well, I just love it because she's never allowed to finish her story like three times. No. Like. Like Rashida Jones just walks the fuck away. Just like, I'm done.
Do you think Rashida Jones's character actually knows Jenny Slate's character in this film? Like, do you think they actually like have a set friendship?
I don't know. Because rich people hang out in the same circles. Because did you see the, like at the very beginning and they go into the mother child circle and they play drums or some shit. And it's like, that ain't normal. Like, that ain't a normal play date right there. Like the moms, like if you grew up poor, like moms weren't part of that. Moms were either working or like cooking or doing something fucking away from the kids. And the kids were just like beating each other up. That's
they were playing with dirt outside.
Yeah. There was no fucking nice play date in a fucking New York. Like that was a nice house that they were in, our apartment, wherever the hell that was.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the lighting in some of these scenes is very like the dinner, when her and Bill Murray, when Rashida Jones and Bill Murray are sitting down, he's talking to the waitress and he's like hitting on the waitress basically. He calls her ballerina, or he knows she's a ballerina and yada yada yada. But that lighting in that scene, like, it's very it's nice.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, I like the lighting of when Marlon Wayans takes Rashida Jones out to eat, and it's like inside of like a really like noisy area, and like Rashida Jones is like mostly like not as lit as much as kind of making her feel like she's being left in the dark of something, right? And like I really like the lighting in there. I liked a lot of just like the cinematography in here, just great use of lighting. And I love when we go to Mexico and it's just that beautiful, beautiful, what's it called, natural lighting. And I love just, what's it called, Bill Murray just singing.
Yeah, in Mexico. That was nice.
Yeah.
And it's like the story, I really like this story.
Yeah.
Of like, because you get dragged into it because Bill Murray's like really good at going, well, I had him followed and guess where he went? Do you know where this and this is? It's like, no. It's like, Cartier, did you happen to get Cartier? And she's like, no, I did not. Bill Murray's like, got him.
I love just the whole, like, is how it's like a, like, what's it called, you know, Bill Murray's character is kind of projecting his, what's it called, his own, what's it called, experiences onto this. And it's like, you know, but in a sense, like, there is a lot of things that need to be talked about within this relationship of Rashida Jones and Marlon Wayans. It's like, you know.
That was the watch thing at the end when she takes her father's watch off. Because remember, he gave her his watch and she puts on Marlon Wayans' watch.
Yeah.
It's like, that's Sophia.
Yep. I really like the chemistry. A lot of these actors, like even like the kids, like Rashida and the kids. It's great. Love that.
I think they're just having fun. Yeah. I think Sophia like knows how just to make the atmosphere fun.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, what's it called? This feels so much lighter, but it still feels like it's speaking a lot of that, you know, important stuff that usually Sophia talks about within her film. So, you know, we didn't have to drag this so much. Like, we didn't have to like drag and drag and drag. We kind of, you know, took the right pacing with this and really felt like, you know, oh, we can tell this story from apart from it. You know, even though this is a really good film and it's lighter and a lot, you know, a lot, you know, well paced. I can say that it touches like films like The Virgin Suicides and Lost in Translation. For me, like, it definitely doesn't touch like The Beguiled, but it's a really good film.
I want to bring this up. The whole point it has lighter tone is because in every other fucking film we've seen, this is the only film with a happy ending. Virgin Suicide, definitely not a happy ending. Lost in Translation, not a happy ending. Even Somewhere,
not really a happy ending.
So the only reason, the reason this probably feels lighter is because Marlon Wayans didn't cheat on his wife.
Yeah.
Because we're used to seeing Sophia like end it as like kind of a tragic comedy in a way.
You need to watch The Beguiled, man. Colin Farrell's great in that film, but also, you know, Nicole Kidman's in there, and Kristen Dunst in a just fantastic film. But I have never seen The Bling Ring. That's one that I haven't watched. We're supposed to do it for Minipod, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we'll probably get to in the next
week. I've seen it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember.
Isn't that like a heist film or something?
Well, it was based on a true story of remember years and years ago when they were breaking into Paris Hilton's house and around that area and stealing all her shit.
No, I don't remember that.
This is the story on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because
literally all the rich people just left their doors unlocked. They thought they were so like no one would fuck with them.
Oh, no one's gonna come in and rob me. Right?
No one's gonna come into my fucking big ass mansion on the hill.
Yeah. No, there's no way, right?
Like, where the fuck you live? Me and Raul be like locking shit, like getting the weapons.
I make sure that the door in the back is what's gonna lock every night.
Because that's what a normal fucking person does now.
Yeah. Oh man, what's Stacy up to? What did he say? But it's exclusive to Crackle. I mean, Apple TV Plus, so you know it's quality. Sony Crackle, dude. You don't use Sony Crackle anymore. Oh, man. But definitely a really good watch for me. I'm going to go ahead and give, On the Rocks, an 8.5 out of 10. I really like this one. That was good. And definitely one of my favorites this month.
I really like this one. This one was nice.
Mm-hmm.
This was a good watch. I said I gave Lost in Translation a 9. I'm gonna give this one a 9 also. I really like this one.
Yeah, nice stuff, man. That's going to conclude our month of Sofia Coppola. It'll officially conclude with our review of The Bling Ring. And I'm pretty sure we'll get to that next week because we got a lot of time now. Yeah, a whole lot of time.
Can I also say thank you, Sofia Coppola, for an hour and 36 minute movie?
Oh, hell yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Fucking perfect.
Yeah, loved it. So guys, of course, we know there are 3 weeks left in June. So what we're probably gonna do is fill up the month with reviews that we have not gotten to yet. So like a lot of the mini pods, we're probably gonna do them, you know, free for everybody. I know there's gonna be some that we can definitely not get to right now. Let me see. What do we actually have? Like, because I know Burke said he was down to join us for the booty call one. What's it called? The booty call review.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I need to give him a date for that.
How far are we behind? Jesus.
I'm going to take a look right now, Brad. I'm going to take a look. I know we still need to do 24 frames.
Uh-huh.
Where the fuck is
I watched that one.
I watched it too, bro.
I probably need to go back and watch it again.
Yeah. That movie's going to make me fall asleep, though. And it's not saying that it's boring. It's just, it's really soothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
Okay.
It's something. Yeah.
So, Brad, we have 24 frames, right? We have. Okay.
Stacy, shut your dirty mouth.
What did you say?
Eights and nines, man. It's gonna be tens all around for Terminator Genesis when its turn comes.
I told Alex about that. He was like, "Hell no, fucking hate." What's it called? Genesis.
James Cameron, and this is the only time I'm gonna say this. James Cameron needs to come back for one more Terminator movie, and that's fucking it. Just end it all, nuke the world, whatever you got to do, kill the franchise.
So we are backed up a couple films here, Brad. So of course we have, let's go 24 frames, right? We have Fellini Satyricon for the Fellini month. We have Booty Call for Black Creators month. Uh-huh. We have 48 hours.
Tony's the weird review.
Yeah, but he wants to be here for that. Oh, okay. He doesn't really have time right now. Okay. Booty Call. We have 48 hours for Eddie Murphy month.
Okay.
We have Rumblefish for Francis Ford Coppola month. And now we have The Bling Ring for Sofia Coppola month. We're gonna have a lot of stuff to review soon in the next coming weeks.
I feel like if we do two movies a week, we can get through that.
Yeah. Next month. Now we're gonna have like a couple of Tuesdays off too, so we could just fucking knock them out like that. So what's it called? I do want to at least have one film to discuss for Friday month. I wanted to do one LGBTQ+ film. Fellini's Booty Call. Shut up, Stacey.
I mean, Fellini had a lot of booty calls.
Yeah, a lot of booty calls. But yeah, what's it called? I do want to do one, and I know that we're gonna probably do it the last week of June with Gio for Tongues Untied from Marlon Riggs. So I want to do that at least one. But right now, next week is probably gonna look like a lot of catching up.
Yeah.
And more than likely, what's it called? We'll probably go into Bling Ring. Bling Ring will probably, well, next month we'll actually have a theme, you know. Let's go. We're just kind of laying some ground for, you know, the next couple of weeks until we are done with June. But yeah, looks like we got a lot of stuff, guys. Probably expect a lot of these movies to get reviewed next week, and they're probably going to be part of the main show, and we'll start to hopefully get better at mini pods. I doubt it, but we're going to start to try.
We're going to be throwing them out there.
Yeah.
Plus, so, I know Gio has posted some questions that I don't know if he's answered yet.
Oh yeah, we need to answer those.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's gonna be that. That's how the schedule's probably gonna look in the next coming of weeks for stuff like that. But without a further ado, it has been fun, y'all. And it's Brad. It's wild how like I look at this right. The last episode that was, what's it called? The last news episode. Is almost 100 episodes before this.
The last news episode
was episode 325.
So that was the last time we did like
a proper news episode. Yeah.
Yeah, with the monies.
Yeah, because like we still have the whole structure
the box office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In episode 325, there was a new Star Wars film in development. The number one box office film. On that weekend was Sonic. We had Batman set images. We had Eli Roth making a Borderlands film, a Planet of the Apes sequel, a Witcher 2 season 2 cast.
I feel like half the shit isn't happening anymore.
Dude,
is the Eli Roth Borderlands shit still?
Oh yeah,
going
it's already getting. We're already getting like character.
Okay, so he's still directing that.
Yeah.
Oh God,
dude! We had trailers for Run, The Hunt, The Green Knight, First Cow, The French Dispatch, and Westworld season 3.
And all we got was First Cow. God damn it!
Yeah, The French Dispatch is going to be premiering at Con.
Sweet. That trailer looked amazing.
Yeah, Green Knight. We still haven't gotten Green Knight. We watched First Cow. I did not watch The Hunt. I did not watch Run, and I have not finished Westworld season 3. A new Star Wars film. Hopefully it's not too divisive with the fan. Yeah, that's why I ask you for the
Stacey.
Shut up. Oh man, but
where the fanboys come. Yeah. They're almost as bad as the Sonic fanboys.
Yeah. COVID really fucked up our prediction questions, our news episodes, and what we got going on right now.
I mean, like it turned into something like the live show. Yeah. That was probably the best thing to come out of fucking COVID. It's just like, well, we can't talk about any news because there's nine fucking news because COVID. So we're just going to fuck around.
Yeah.
And we'll get more people and we'll all fuck around.
Well,
just a whole either lot way, of fucking around.
It's been fun, y'all. So let's go ahead and get ready. Brad, I'm going to say, what's it called? Conjuring 3? The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It this week? This Thursday?
Yeah, sure. I'll watch it. I'll ask Brenda if she wants to watch it tomorrow.
Cool. With that said, y'all, we will see you on Thursday for our review of The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. If you're a patron, our Hot Fuzz commentary on Wednesday. And you can go ahead and join the Patreon at patreon.com/nerdcore. Thank you so much to our producers and our writers. Our associate producer, Sarah. Thank you so much, Sarah. We really do appreciate you. Our executive producer, Shane. You can find Shane Wearbread
At twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at XSRK_. And that all came on my head.
Thrifted.io.
Thrifted.io.com. Purchase from the homie.
That's the right.
Suppy God.
And our writers. It's nice to have you back, Bryce. Brown Rice 96 on everything. That means...
Does that mean he's going to make us watch even more stuff?
I don't know what the fuck he wants next.
I mean, I'm not like, hating what... Yeah. Like, because it's all comedy at this point.
With the Terminator. I'm not doing Transformers, Bryce.
Oh.
You, no. If you make me do a fucking Transformers, I'm going to be...
I mean, I will do a Max Payne, but just realize... I will be cursing Mark Wahlberg
once
through
the whole
fucking thing.
Once we're done with the Terminator stuff, we're going on a monthly basis. So, like, let's go. For one month, we need one movie. So, it doesn't mean that, like, at the month, you're like, hey, can I choose another franchise? No. No, going for the month. You can choose the movies in the franchise, but it needs to be monthly. So, like, you get the movie.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Hell no. We also want to thank our other writer, Tony.
Hey, Tony!
At Real Nerdy Dad. I don't even want to know what that motherfucker's going to make us watch.
I mean, like... Keep taking this time. Like Barbarella or some shit, probably.
The good Transformers movie, I know. The good Transformers movie, but...
Was that the cartoon one?
Yeah. The one with Orson Welles in it?
Yeah. Orson Welles is in it?
Yeah, he voices one of the characters.
Oh, shit. I did not know that. Yeah. Wait, Orson Welles was alive in 84?
Yeah, I think he died in like late 80s.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see. All right.
I'm going to have to hear a clip of this. Orson Welles is like Megatron or some bullshit.
Yeah. Orson Welles died in 1985, bro.
So 1 year after making Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the his highlight of his career, I'm sure.
His last movie was Transformers, bro. Yeah. Hold on. Where is this fucking filmography? Oh my god.
We're going down a black hole in there.
He's got a whole lot of movies, bro. He made a lot of fucking movies. Yeah. Who did he play? I think it was Megatron. Let me see. Film. Yo, I gotta go all the way the fuck down. This man never stopped working. So, he wasn't his last one, but he wants to call it 1986. He was Unicron in...
Unicron.
Yeah, in that movie. His last one was in 1987, Someone to Love. It was filmed in 1985. But,
Give me a second. I gotta listen to...
Orson Welles' Unicron?
Yeah, I gotta listen to Unicron 1980.
All right, man. Well, either way, while you're doing that, it's been a lot of fun, y'all. And we hope to see you guys on the next episode. But without further ado, let's go. I'm going to go ahead and see you guys later. I got to go watch Conjuring 2. And Bradley, send him out.
That's so dope. I'll have to share the video later with you.
Brad, send him out.
All right, roll with the Amen Host as always. Thank you to all those who joined us today in chat. And by all those, I mean Stacy. Thank you to those who listen to us. All our listeners, all our Patreon supporters, we appreciate each and every one of you. And I guess to end this, I'll just quote the great Quentin Tarantino. Not enough feet. Young Yoda out.